5.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the website over at freetalklive.com for free. So head over there and enjoy those. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And once again, the number 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about some of the things that are related to this political campaign that has been heating up with Ron Paul in a solid second place tonight in New Hampshire thus far with 30-something percent of precincts reporting.
34.2.
We'll update you again on how he's doing maybe toward the end of the show this evening. But we were recounting, for those of you just tuning in, Derek J. and I had a bit of an adventure this weekend as we attempted to do some outreach with the idea of secession, the idea of leaving a state, which of course is just an idea itself, but the state leaving the federal government. And I think it's an important idea. It's an idea whose time has come again. It's time to try it again, except peacefully this time, without the whole gunfire at the fort sort of thing that started the Civil War.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, so we're going to do it peacefully, but the first step to secession is promoting the idea of secession, to get people to talk about secession, to get it into the discourse. Because the more we can talk about secession, whether it be over the water cooler or at dinner with the family or at lunch with you know, business, you know, whatever, wherever you can talk about secession, start talking about it.
I'm not sure that talking about secession is the first step to secession. I think that probably the first step to secession is, you know, is demanding more autonomy for the state and then being rebuffed by the federal government. And then at that point,
but you still have to popularize the idea, Mark, before anything's ever going to happen in regards to secession.
And the two of those things can happen at the same time.
I agree with that. So you're talking about politically what you think needs to happen. I'm just talking about socially what needs to happen. Socially, people need to have this conversation. And so our intention was to bring that idea out at a place where we could do that, where there was a large crowd of people, there were sitting and waiting for something to happen. In this case, they were waiting for John Huntsman to come on stage and talk. And in that time, we'd been threatened by the Huntsman staff. They told us we couldn't have signs in this public place. Then the Keene State College staff came and threatened us. All the while, the Keene State College security guard was totally cool with us being there.
Right, so, and during that whole time, the Huntsman people were just passing the buck along to the next more threatening person to just come and tell us no signs were allowed. Until eventually a police officer came.
Yes, Keene Police did show up, and in this time period prior to Keene Police arriving, there were a handful of other folks that were up there that weren't the staff members, that were just up there for whatever other reason. Maybe they wanted to get a better vantage point on the event. Again, we were on this two-tiered area, so there was one tier where all the chairs were and all the people were, and then we were up on this mezzanine, as Mark used that term, that's probably the right word for it, the balcony sort of area, and we were there, and there were a couple people standing next to me that I'd had a brief conversation with, and they the one lady asked if I was a Free Stater, and so we kind of had a pleasant conversation. And no, Mark, she didn't express any disdain or distaste for the idea of being a Free Stater. But so it was actually these folks that when Keene PD arrived, the younger of the two, which you said he was a student and she was his mom.
I don't know that he's a student, but he was at student age, yeah.
And certainly he was younger, perhaps, definitely looked like her son. And Keene Police came up and threatened us and said we would be arrested for trespassing if we didn't leave or go to the designated sign-holding area where we were told our free speech zone. And the young man stepped to our defense.
He stepped right up to the cop and was like, hey, man, it's just a sign.
Right. Because he knew we weren't being disruptive. He knew we were just standing there quietly holding signs. And so just some random average member of the public who happened to be attending this event stepped up in our defense, which was great. Now, you did mention his mom apparently pulled him back, right?
Right. She didn't seem thrilled with the idea of him going up to a police officer and questioning his authority to, threaten people with being put in cages for anything at all. But
as most moms would.
Right. I mean, she was just looking out for her son's health and betterment, right?
But unfortunately, that particular kind of of babying is what is holding people back from standing up for themselves. They don't want to offend mom, or they don't want to, you know, possibly upset their family members or their friends, and so they stay quiet and they don't speak up. But it was nice to have somebody else besides another activist
on our side. I
like his chutzpah.
But I think it's also important, the police officer who was threatening us didn't even know who he was threatening. He went up with just this zombie-like, you know, dead-eye stare, just perusing the crowd, saying, okay, well, you all have to go. And the campaign woman spoke up and was just like, no, just the people with signs.
Right.
Don't threaten,
course,
all of the people here.
Andy walks right up to me as well. And
everybody must go, or yeah, you will die. No, not all of them. The people that she just said must go, or right, you will die. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
And he zeroes in on me because, you know, I've been around for a while. He knows who I am. He testified against me at my trial. Actually, this was the cop, if you saw my trial from when I got put in jail for 58 days, this is the cop who, when I asked him if he'd... if he knew what... asked him what liberty meant to him, and his answer was essentially, I've never thought about it. So that's who we're dealing with. This is the cop that that we're talking about.
And this is, you were saying that you know, why this wasn't just in the middle of the trial. There was a particular oath that these cops take.
The statement of ethics.
Statement of ethics.
This is what they're supposedly all about, is protecting liberty. But so it says in his statement of ethics that he's supposed to be protecting people's liberty, but yet he's never thought about what liberty actually means and what it is.
He later revealed that he feels like he has liberty, so he doesn't need to worry about it.
Right. He has liberty because he's the guy with the gun.
He's right. He has more liberty in many ways than the average citizen. He can get away with so much more.
Yes, it was very revealing and honest on his part. So, of course, he comes right up and starts threatening me. And I don't even have a sign in my hands at this point. I had put my sign down before he had arrived, and I was simply operating my video camera. I'm like, I don't even have a sign, dude. So then he turns towards the rest of you.
Yeah, he gives one of these, like,
sign. Camera is sign. Wait.
Yeah. So, yeah, he starts, you know, making threats, and thank goodness, you know, Ian takes it upon himself to go over to the edge of the balcony and make an announcement. You know, we haven't said anything to the crowd at this point. We haven't even used our voices. Been a totally silent protest up there in the mezzanine with
signs. So we kind of were standing our ground, going back and forth with the cop, and at one point I turned around and I decided, people need to know what's happening here. They can see down on the floor that there's a cop up here, that, you know, there's some commotion, but they don't know what's going on. So I turned toward the audience and I let out, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to alert you that, you know, we're being threatened by this man because we're holding signs, etc. And I said that at the top of my lungs.
The crowd erupts in applause. The bunch of fascist loving
we presume they were applauding for the police, but there's no real way to know for
you guys. That's changing.
Well, there is a way to know, because once Jason Talley of Talley.tv says, let's hear it for free speech, they immediately stop.
Okay, good point.
Changing hearts and minds here in Cheshire County.
Well, Mark, you're at a Republican event where it's likely fascists are going to be located.
These are Huntsman people. They're the least likely to be fascist.
People are fascist all over the place, man. Just because they don't support Mitt Romney doesn't mean they're not fascist.
Are you changing hearts and minds?
Control? Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, because I think the important part of the event is for the video to get out, because the people who are there are not going to be swayed by secession signs. Maybe they'll start talking about it. Maybe they'll cover it as a news story. But the people who see the video are everywhere. They can be anywhere on the globe, and I think it's revealing the type of behavior that the police participates in, and the behavior of the Huntsman campaign.
So, speaking of the police, so I yell this out to the crowd, and that was like the last straw for Thompson, the cop.
Well, now you're being disruptive. You've got to go.
Disorderly. He said that's disorderly conduct, which, of course... How is that disorderly conduct?
He said it was.
Right. I mean, what? The whole crowd was noisy and loud. The whole room was loud at this time. Everyone was talking amongst themselves. Huntsman was not on stage. There was no, you know, requirement of silence on the crowd at that point. But
not
he just
all.
Wanted an excuse. At that point, he then used that as an excuse to say, that's it. You're off the campus. So at that point, we no longer had the option to go to the wherever free speech zone they originally wanted us to go to, because I had spoken. He then kicked the entire group off of the campus. So, no, it wasn't my responsibility. Apparently, I apparently speak for absolutely everyone, and so y'all were kicked off the campus, too. Derek J. and everybody else was kicked off because I spoke to the crowd, let them know what was going on. Of course, he didn't want anybody to know what he was doing up there. He didn't want anyone to know the truth about how he was cracking down on free speech and the right to assemble. And so, you know, I embarrassed him, basically.
He might have to think about his actions.
Yeah, so at that point, we then did begin egressing from the property. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want, and we can talk about changing hearts and minds in a moment. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continued worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as the Bitcoin. It is an online currency that you can use to buy, sell, and trade things without fees. It's not owned by any corporation, controlled by any government. But obtaining them up till now has been tricky. Crypto Exchange has worked very hard to be the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. I actually did some business with them today. If you're totally clueless, I'm clueless about the internet, not about the Bitcoin currency. But they've got 24-hour customer service. I used it today. You can just visit their site, click on the live support link at the top. Sometimes it takes a little while for somebody to come up, but don't worry, they'll be there to help you. See the Crypto Exchange's banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to you and your phone calls. James is on the line listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your comments earlier about fascists, and it just kind of sounded like you were classifying all Republicans as fascists.
Oh, no, certainly not. Plenty of Republicans would vote for Ron Paul.
Do you think that fascism as a philosophy is more well represented in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
I don't see it as represented in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party.
Can you define fascism for me as you understand it?
Well, fascism would kind of like a way of believing.
Well, just tell me some aspects of it. You don't have to come up with a dictionary definition. I'm not trying to put you on the spot that way, but like some aspects to fascism that you consider to be.
That was part of my reason for calling is okay. Because I was wondering how you're classifying as fascism.
Free speech to me.
So fascism is the philosophy that the state is above all, that the government is above all. It is an authoritarian nationalism. People love their national government. They love their flag and their national symbols, and they're very authoritarian. They believe that the person in charge is the person who's right. They believe that the government should control businesses, and in the process, businesses being beholden to the government, and that's sort of back-scratching situation with fascism. There is an aspect to fascism that has arisen from the Nazis, which is around race, but that really it doesn't describe fascism.
Okay, that's more or less the way I was thinking.
Okay.
To answer your first question, I would feel that quite possibly certain aspects of both Democrats and Republicans feel that.
I would agree.
Yeah,
I think they're Democrats.
It's pretty obvious that President Obama, is all for big government.
No doubt. He's definitely a socialist and a fascist. And I think that really there are plenty of socialists in the Republican Party as well. It's just that I think they maybe lean a little more fascist, and maybe the Democrats lean a little more socialist. But I think there's a good mix between them.
Fascism's more business control of government. Socialism's more government control of business. I mean, that's the little. There's a fine line. Fascism is, still a form of socialism, but it is a more authoritarian, nationalistic form of socialism.
Well, I would guess that my belief all along has been kind of like you have to give a little to get a little. If corporations aren't giving breaks or giving a little bit, then they're not going to hire people. They're not going to open a business in your community.
I'd say that's true with businesses. I'm of the opinion that corporations are pieces of paper that the government has written out that basically allow people to slip the noose of their own responsibility. I think businesses, and by businesses I mean people operating in the world of business, trading and buying and selling and doing all the things they do, need breaks. And by breaks I mean they should be able to keep the money that they earn. I think that they need to be able to keep the money that they earn in order to supply jobs and that sort of thing.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I wasn't completely understanding your statement, and I'm an Iraqi war veteran. As far as national symbols, I do respect and honor our flag. I took an oath to it.
But, he took an oath to the flag?
Well, he did in the military, right?
Yes. You take an oath to defend all enemies, foreign and domestic, and you also
the
take
flag?
An oath to protect. Yes, you take an oath to protect the flag
and the republic for which it stands, right?
The flags are, you know, they are evolved from symbols of military symbols. I mean, the militaries, you know, armies have always had their little symbols that they defend in fights. So, I mean, flags are a very militaristic symbol, sure.
So I'm glad you called for the clarification on that point, James, because we did just kind of throw it out without explanation.
Yeah, fascism's a tough word.
I did have an odd question to a superior the other day. Is actually in the military where we have pledge to defend the flag. I myself am offended when someone wants to burn a flag or would burn the American flag.
Would you, as a military member, accept orders? Let's say, for instance, we were just talking about secession, and you said you're active in the military right now?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say that New Hampshire decides, that the state government in New Hampshire decides, we've had it with this federal government and your flag, we're going to go ahead and secede, we're done, we're pulling out. And then Obama or whoever is the next president orders the military to invade New Hampshire. Would you follow those orders?
I would not support those orders.
Really?
Well, support. Wow. Now, what's that mean?
Would you follow the orders?
I don't believe that I would. I don't think I could. I don't think I could do anything that would lead us down a road to a civil war.
I'm happy to hear that, James.
Good to know.
I've got another question. During the Hurricane Katrina, they sent not just police officers, but National Guard troops around door to door to confiscate weapons from people who had experienced disastrous results there. And of course, there were gangs roving around. They didn't have any way to protect themselves once they had their weapons confiscated from them. But people in the military, National Guard units, confiscated weapons from people. Would you do that if you were ordered to?
Well, now, you're speaking on a topic that I'm aware of, that I'm familiar with. In that scenario, rescue helicopters and security personnel, National Guard personnel, were being fired upon.
That's right.
By people of the community. That's when the order was given to remove
weapons. So doesn't that sound like it's us, the military, against them, the community? I mean, because you know that there were some people in the community, most of the people in the community were just trying to protect themselves from those people that were likely firing on the copters and stuff like that. And likely, the weapons weren't confiscated from the people that were doing the firing because they're running around doing sneak and peeks.
Right, they took a gun from an old lady and knocked her over.
They're knocking down 70-year-old ladies and taking their old pistols from them.
So you're saying that all they have to do is tell you that there's somebody firing a gun somewhere and that's justification to take away gun rights from everyone?
Well, when it comes to martial law, if martial law is declared, I think that's where a lot of people get confused. When martial law is declared, then you fall under the law of the military.
Which is anything goes, right? That's when you guys just do whatever you want and the Constitution be damned. I thought you swore an oath to protect the Constitution.
From enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah, maybe I'm mistaken. Thanks for the call, James, and maybe you should think about that a little bit. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. The webcam is one of them. You can go watch, listen, and interact. Because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam, over at cam.freetalklive.com, that's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's all free.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy things happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches, carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today. Request a free entree sample, and for a limited time, enter promo code FTL to get a no-cost shipping on any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com. Call 855-FOODWISE. It's 855-FOODWISE. Use promo code FTL for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones you love.
All right, so 855-453 is the number here. Chad is in New York.
And you're on Free Talk Live, Chad, with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind, Chad?
Nothing. I just want to prefix this before I say anything and just say this is just how I personally feel, not speaking on behalf of other libertarians or anything like that. But I feel sometimes that you're creating an atmosphere where anyone who doesn't share a very, very similar view and attitude as yourself, you sort of silence them. And going back earlier to what Mark was saying about the school, you guys were discussing handing out literatures there, and Mark had made the point of, you know, maybe they just don't want you on the property. You know, I could kind of understand that. He wasn't advocating, like, force should be used against you or anything like that. I just think it's an example of a much larger problem where you're creating this atmosphere where unless people do things exactly this way, you know, I feel like I'm ostracized. Like,
why would you feel that way? I don't understand. How does us going to the school handing out literature tell you what to do?
It doesn't tell me what to do as personally, but if anyone critiques it or if anyone would do something in a different way, I just feel like you silenced them a little bit too aggressively. Like, Mark wasn't making
silence them? Chad,
yeah,
speaking for myself here, I'm all ears to new ideas for how to do effective outreach.
Right. Didn't we ask Mark for new ideas, and he had nothing?
Right.
Oh, I think media. You want my...
you don't watch my videos.
I'm telling you, you need to get the media out to people. I understand it's difficult to meet young people. I got it. They want to insulate their young people, but... I think that, you know, the school outreach so far has engendered a great deal of lashback.
I don't think so at all. But anyway, the kids love it.
I mean, see, like, Mark's making a really valid point there. You don't necessarily have to provide some new idea in order to critique something either. I think it's a fallacy that you use a little bit too often.
If you want it to be a constructive critique, then it will have value. But if you just want to, you know, crap talk somebody's activism, then I don't really care that much. Like, if all you have to say is what you're doing sucks, it's ineffective, you suck, then I don't really, you know, why am I going to listen to that?
I understand that, but then if they're using ad hominems or something, but if they're critiquing your activism on its values and on its merits, I think that's legitimate. And I think that people should be able to do that without providing some new idea. I'm just saying how you make me feel personally sometimes is that, you know, unless I'm with doing it exactly like you, unless I'm a voluntarist, I feel isolated from the liberty community.
Well, Chad, I want to encourage you to give me lots of criticism, but I want to hear alternatives for what I could be doing instead of what you don't like what I'm doing.
Okay, well, I understand that, and that's fine. How about outreach that doesn't involve getting arrested? Like, I just don't think that that really spreads the message. How about
I don't want to get arrested.
I understand that you don't want to get arrested, but you purposely do things that would, you know, possibly put you at risk of getting arrested, and it doesn't spread the message. Like, you know, if before, you know, I was liberty-oriented, if I looked at something like that, I would just be like, hey, a bunch of lunatics got arrested for, you know, singing around the courthouse or whatever.
You don't
actually think about the values of it, you know?
Well, obviously there's going to be some people that don't appreciate the approach. I mean, in any time you get out in the world and make a splash, some people are going to not like what they see.
You know what I'd really like to see? Here's a little suggestion on critique, because you love to say the some people thing. And some people can be 99%, it can be 1%. It's the dodgiest thing that one can say. Do some man on the street. You guys from Cheshire TV, grab a camera, go out, get 100 people. Okay, get 40 people if 100's too many. Ask them, stick a microphone in their face and say, what do you think about free staters?
I would love to see something like that, because I bet the reaction is more negative than you think. I used to be signed up for the pre-K project, and look, I love you guys. I think you do a lot of great work up there, particularly Pete Eyre. I love the stuff to do with Cop Block. But I myself am not going to move to New Hampshire now, and the reason is because I feel isolated by some of the volunteerists up there. I mean, like,
I don't understand.
You're the biggest voice of the Free State Project.
It doesn't make sense to me, because there are thousands of, you know, members of the Free State Project.
Can I just explain where I'm coming from with that?
Sure, sure you can. Well, it sounds to me like you're using me as some sort of an excuse to not move here, and I don't get that.
I'm not using an excuse personally. I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to say, I'm not trying to generalize you guys, because I get critiqued for that a lot. So I'm trying to just approach you directly, one-on-one, as sort of a... just a way to get this message across. My girlfriend, for example, when we met, she was a big liberal. She was very pro-Obama. And because I approached her as Chad Van Alstyne with my own views, she's now very liberty-minded. I didn't approach her as Chad Voluntarius Freeman. And, like, that's the issue I have, is that there's such a collective sort of consciousness going on up there, you know, with everyone.
Up there, you're the one collectivizing. You're saying that it's all like this, but I'm telling you that there are plenty of people who are minarchists and they're working within the system and they're voting and
voluntarists working within the system,
running for elections. But you know, to say that everybody here is named Freeman is ludicrous.
No, I never said that everyone is named Freeman, and I think if you roll this back later, you'll see that I never said that. But there are a lot of people who are doing those kind of things, and I'm not collectivizing or generalizing them. You're generalizing yourself if you attribute this certain group name to you.
Chad, I'd like to critique what you had to say about the Freeman thing.
Sure.
If I was going to come and do the kind of activism that these people did, and I was going to, you know, get involved the way they did, I would try to not use my last name, too. I would try not to have that last name. Now, I understand it looks kind of collective, everybody having a last name Freeman, but to some extent, that's the thumbing of their nose at the man and saying, ha-ha, I'm not going to tell you what my last name is.
Well, no, so, for me, it was changing my last name because I felt like that was
the activism.
For me, it was changing my last name because I felt like it was a reflection of who I am.
I think you were one of the first ones to really do it. But I think that to a large extent, the activism in Cheshire County, whether it is or not, looks like screw F the police. And that's what it looks like, and that's what it comes across as to everybody. And it seems extraordinarily negative, and it has engendered a lot of negative response.
Chad,
It's not appealing. Exactly.
You sound like a cool guy, man, and I hope that you come to New Hampshire and check it out for yourself and see all the different types of activism.
Times, but I'm just not interested anymore. Like, I really want to be, because we probably agree 98% of things, but I feel like because I'm not willing to say that I'm an anarchist, that I wouldn't really have much of a voice up there amongst you guys.
Absurd.
No, I deal with people on a daily basis who are not anarchists, who are still interested in liberty, who do activism totally different from the activism I do, and there's a place for that, and there are going to be people who are coming in the future who are going to be doing things that none of us have even thought of yet.
Yeah, I disagree that
you could be one of them, but you're choosing not to.
I disagree that you will be marginalized or any way, shape, or form.
Right, you're choosing not to join.
You don't have to go to Keene in order to be in the Free State Project. Just because Ian has monopolized this particular town doesn't mean that...
Chad, what I hear from... There are people in the political system here too, Mark. Will May over at the Free Keene blog is all political, and there's all kinds of people that are not doing what Derek, Jay, and I are doing. But what I'm hearing from you, Chad, is you're using a convenient excuse, and it's fine. If you want to stay in New York, that's your business.
You're making it sound like I'm like too much of a pussy to come out.
Whatever you want to call it. You're using a convenient excuse to not join the most effective, popular liberty movement in the world right now. You're using the excuse of, well, there's some people there that I disagree with, so therefore I don't want to be around them. And look, Chad, of people, there are going to be people you disagree with. So we have growing pains in this movement because of that. Some people don't get along with one another, and it sounds like we wouldn't get along. Have a nice day. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Good thing other people are attracted. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. But if you disagree with us, you will be silenced.
I think you really handled that poorly, I gotta say.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I think you handled that guy poorly.
What do you mean? He was saying I'm silencing people, which could nothing could be more far more from the truth, because I have freekeen.com, a blog with open anonymous commenting, and then we have Free Talk Live with open phones where you can call in and accuse me of any sort of absurdity.
Maybe what he means is you are not open to any kind of critique.
That's not true. You critique me plenty, and I've heard plenty of critique. But as Derek J. pointed out, I'd rather hear, I'll listen to your critique, but what's valuable to me is other ideas. What do you think would be better? Apparently, his idea of what would be better would be if we all changed our name back to our legal name and stopped doing all this silliness, which is, turning
maybe
him off from
maybe what he's trying to say is there's a certain level of cult of personality around you and your activism up here. I know you don't want that.
I didn't hear that from him. What I heard him was attacking the voluntarists in this particular movement and basically saying that voluntarists were the problem.
It's how it sounded to me. It sounded like he didn't like the style of activism that happens in Keene, and so that was his reason for not only not wanting to go to Keene, but to stay away from New Hampshire altogether and stay in New York.
I welcome him to call in with critiques in the future. I'd love to hear stuff that's more substantive in the sense of what could we do otherwise. But at the same time, I welcome him to call.
And if you don't like my activism, that's your problem. You're welcome to critique it, but it doesn't affect you. It shouldn't affect you. My activism certainly isn't affecting the people that are.
Oh, I think that outside the system activism has absolutely affected negatively the Free State Project in the state of New Hampshire.
It depends on who you ask.
There you go again. Look, right. When you say some, you are not referring to a quantity.
If you ask,
there could be four freaking people in the state of New Hampshire that like your activism, and you would be correct in what you're saying. What I'm asking you to do is take a camera, go out, and ask some people in the city of Keene what they think about you and your buddy.
Why don't you do it?
I don't want to.
So
you asked for a critique. You asked for a substantive thing you can do. I've given it to you. You know you're going to get negative feedback like a mofo, and you don't want to do
it. I've seen Michelle go and ask people that question, and there's a variety
of different
answers.
Put her in front of the camera.
There's a variety of different answers.
I like that idea, Mark, and I think Free Keene TV should head that up sometime in the next month.
I've seen that done to some extent. It wasn't 100 people. It was maybe, you know, a dozen or less, maybe a handful.
What was that, like 4 years ago?
No, this was when Michelle was here, so it was within the last year or so. And you know, some people hadn't even heard of the Free State Project.
I bet a bunch of them haven't, yeah.
So, you know, I'm sorry, Mark, but, you know, I don't see the huge negative thing that you're saying. But, yeah, there are some people in the political realm that really don't like the outside-the-system activism. That's because they, like our last caller, want everyone to be doing exactly what they're doing. Their activism is the right path. Their activism is the correct road. And how dare anybody else step away from it? I've never said, you need to do what I do. I've never said, join or else, or, you know, you have to change your name to Freeman, or you have to do civil disobedience or non-cooperation. No, I just promote the activism that I find most interesting and that I find most exciting, and I'm sorry that he doesn't agree with it. Too bad.
I do the activism I do and just expect other people to do what they're going to do, whether I agree with them or not.
Right. I don't try to change what other people are doing. It, you know, I mean, maybe I'll critique them personally and quietly, but whatever.
Let's take some calls.
Derek, did you want to add something to this?
Just that I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because I saw the civil disobedience happening, and I saw videos, especially coming out of Keene, that was attractive to me. That's why I moved here. I wanted to be a part of what's happening here, and I don't really care if the locals don't like it.
I'm with you, Derek. I think it's important what the locals think, but ultimately I want to attract more people here who are like me, and I think
win hearts and minds the way you guys are talking.
I think that's
but globally, think about the hearts and minds that are in places. I was in Philadelphia. I moved over to here. My heart and mind was changed.
And the thing you're missing, Mark, is that the more people like Derek and I and others that are coming, peaceful-oriented people are coming here to the area, the more they're going to connect with people in the area and change their hearts and minds. There are people who've heard things about so-called free
staters. So we have to get down to a negative 100 in order to work our way
up to positive 10. I don't know what you're saying there, but what I can tell you is that people who connect with free staters realize that they're not what they heard. Like, there's rumors, and then there's the truth. And the rumors are easily dismissed by the truth when they actually encountered the truth. And the truth is easy to encounter when there are more people here who are of a like mindset. So I think it's all going to come out in the end, and it's all going to work out. Everything's going to be fine. But, you know, I'm not upset by somebody who's, you know, somebody who is not of my particular viewpoint being upset by what it is I'm doing here, because I'm trying to attract people like me. Like Carrie Brown's silver rule suggests, be yourself and you will attract people like you. If you try to be someone else besides yourself, you're only attracting people who like the fake you. That's not me. Let's keep going here and talk to Jericho in West Virginia. Excuse me, in Virginia, Mount Jackson, listening to WSVG. Jericho.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, I got my comment I still want to make, but listening to y'all's argument there, I got to throw another one in. I think this country is so screwed up liberty-wise right now. I mean, you attack it your way, I attack it mine, he attacks it his way. And it needs to be attacked on many different fronts and many different ways, you know. So, I mean, that's, can't we all just get along?
I do. I work with the politicians. I work with the politicos, and I do that sort of thing. You know, I went out, I voted, and I've supported Ron Paul, and I'll support local candidates and hold signs for him and everything. I'll do anything it takes to advance liberty. But if somebody doesn't want to join me, it's no skin off my back.
Right,
I don't care.
Right.
Can't we all just get along? A great message.
next point, Jericho. We got
to. But I want to talk Second Amendment real quick, and I guess your caller before the last sounded like he was military or ex-military. I don't know.
Current military.
I'm ex-military myself, and I mean, basically, we have what's called unlawful orders, and that foolishness that happened with Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans, that was an unlawful order, and anyone who followed it was breaking the law. I mean, just because a cop gets shot at by a person does not revoke everyone's Second Amendment right.
And if 10 cops get shot at by 10 people, it doesn't revoke everyone's Second Amendment rights.
Exactly. It does not. And New York City. I mean, it's everyone knows there's been a few stories lately about New York City with guns. People supposedly don't know what the rules are in New York City, and they go up there with a gun and innocently say, hey, I'm packing, and they get arrested. In one hand, it's kind of stupid because you know the rules. I mean, I've known since I was born you don't take a gun to New York City. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, those are unconstitutional laws. And I tell you right now, I pack where I want to pack. And the Second Amendment doesn't say you have the right to keep and bear arms unless you're in the state of New York.
Or I heard you, man. It's frustrating.
In New Orleans. You know what I'm saying?
But yet you've got people like that guy who's in the military who will do whatever it is they're told to do.
It's martial law.
The Constitution doesn't apply anymore, buddy.
You mentioned, I guess, what was it, New Hampshire. Okay, if New Hampshire decides to secede, are we going to invade them? I've had this argument with several people until my face turns blue about the Civil War. And they talk all they want. It was about slavery. But yet, this war wasn't fought in 1850-something or 1840-something. It was fought when the South decided to secede. And I'm sorry, California or Texas or New Hampshire has the constitutional right to secede if they want to. And you don't just go invade a place and declare martial law because someone exercised their constitutional
right. Right. Yeah, we should have ended up asking him, well, if they declare martial law, then will you invade New Hampshire? Hey, thanks, Jericho.
It's the things you're putting down, Jericho.
It was interesting in the case of secession that he said he wouldn't pick up arms, but in the case of martial law, he'd do whatever he was told. It was interesting. I mean, this is a guy who has not thought about these things.
That's why I suggested he should think about it. Let's talk to George, listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, fellas.
Hey.
I just want to point out something that you seem to think that fascism is a bad system. Then our system of government before about 1913 was considered fascist, although it probably wasn't called that. And one of the indications of this is that Mercury Dam, if you're familiar with a Mercury Dam, on the back of a Mercury Dam, you'll find the fasces.
The Roman fasces, yes. And it's in the architecture in some of the stuff in Washington, D.C. as well.
Just because the fascists took that symbol doesn't mean that the government was fascist, though. I mean, that was a symbol of the ability of the name of the guy, the Roman,
the
magistrate, and they would carry them behind them, and it would show that they were exempt from the law of the Senate or something.
George, call us back another time if you'd like to elaborate. We'd love to hear from you.
We've got to move
to Charles real quick here in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Charles, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Y'all have been talking about succession.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering how you see that actually happening. I mean, you talked to that guy there last night. I was listening. He was from Montana, and he said pretty much the same thing. I don't see the government just going ahead and giving up land.
Well, you know, a lot of people believe that the government would get violent, and that's, I think, an indicator of just how bad things have become, right? So how would it happen? Well, the legislature would likely have to vote for some sort of a resolution to secede.
There'd be a lot of steps between here and there of the state legislature trying to get a certain level of autonomy from the federal government, and I'd just like to see some of those steps taken.
Hey, Charles,
a peaceful solution.
I wish we had more time, but thanks for the call tonight. We're out of it for now, but we'll be back tomorrow because we do this thing live 7 nights a week. It's been Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Visit DerekJ.FR33Agents.com.
LiveForYourDance.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.